It is haunting this week to read words Alexei Navalny wrote from a Russian prison colony above the Arctic Circle for his book Patriot. "I knew from the outset that I would be imprisoned for life," he wrote, "either for the rest of my life or until the end of the life of this regime." The end of Alexei Navalny's life came a year ago this weekend, February 16, 2024, in that prison where he was sentenced for extremism. Alexei Navalny was 47 years old. He had two children, Dasha and Zakhar, and was married to Yulia Navalnaya, who continues his work for the Anti-Corruption Foundation. If Alexei Navalny had stayed in Germany, where he was evacuated for medical care after being poisoned in 2020, he would have been free to give interviews, post TikTok videos, have a podcast, and deliver prominent speeches around the world. Instead, he returned to Russia and what he knew to be almost certain imprisonment for opposing the Putin regime. Navalny speaks eloquently of politics and democracy in Patriot, which was published last fall. But reading the book now, near the anniversary of his death in a cold prison colony, you might pause to see a letter in which you can glimpse his wit and warmth. He writes to Yulia on her birthday. "I hate glass," Alexei Navalny begins, "because for 6 months now, I have only seen you through glass, in the courtroom through glass, during visits through glass. And of course, during visits, we do that classic thing everyone knows from the movies, where everyone presses their hand to the glass on their side and says something good into the telephone. It's nice, but it's still only glass we're touching. And another amazing fact, comedy films are less funny now. Does that happen with you? Laughing together makes a funny moment 25% funnier, sometimes even 30%. Yulia, babe, happy birthday. I adore you. I miss you. Stay well and don't get discouraged. As for the glass, sooner or later we'll melt it with the heat of our hands. And comedies will be funny again. I love you." Adoring words from Alexei Navalny, who died a year ago this weekend.